What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The pitch swung on, hit in the air, deep right center field. Going back is O'Neill to the track, nearing the wall. He'll jump, and it is gone. And Max Kepler has homered to right field. It's a two-run shot. It just cleared over the high wall and right. His 12th of the year, and it's 3-0 Phillies.
Never a doubt, never a single doubt. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Kyle Quinn, of course, behind the glass. Coming up at 11:30 this morning at FDR Park. If you're headed to the Phillies game, park and then take a little walk over to FDR Park. Joe versus Jack tennis. We will preview that in depth coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Listen, I don't want to make this awkward, but I feel like there needs to be an apology.
Excuse me?
Yeah, a little bit.
From you?
Nah, I ain't saying nothing. Like, I find it ironic that every time somebody says something negative about a Phillies player, I'm convinced that they listen to the station. There's no question.
Are you referencing a certain someone on this show yesterday saying Max Kepler's a bum, he shouldn't start?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Me. I said that, yeah. And he hit a home run last night.
Oh, man.
Two extra base hits for the first time since March. How about Max Kepler last night?
You ready? You go, you hit me, like, because you were real strong.
Yeah, I didn't want him in the lineup.
Yep, Joe was.
He was strong.
Joe, yep.
Only me. I was the only one.
I don't know, Kyle.
I was the only one. Just me. I was the only one in Philadelphia that didn't want to watch the guy hitting 201 entering August.
I don't know, man. It
So you, what are you saying? Like, we should apologize to
Max
Kepler?
A little bit.
Or am I apologizing to
both?
Both. Yeah.
Since we're here, both. Because you questioned whether or not, like, you basically said yesterday, if Topper was in the, if he had him in the lineup, you was going to scream.
Yes, and I did internally. I did internally scream last night.
Guess what? If he wasn't in the lineup last night, doesn't have that majestic home run that he
had. Well, he had a good home run. Again, two extra base hits. So good job by Max Kepler last night. But Hugh Douglas, if you're asking me if I'm going to apologize.
You should, Joe.
The answer right now is no.
It's just ironic.
Come on.
I mean, it's ironic that every time you use that S word when you describe players, especially Phillies players, they tend to come out and have like a pretty good day.
Yeah, don't you think some of it might just be like a matter of happenstance, a matter of luck, a matter of,
I don't know, man.
You know, broken clock is right twice today. Look, I'm very happy Max Kepler had a night like that. He needed it. Let's actually hear from Max Kepler. Hit a home run last night. Kyle played. He had two extra base hits. He had himself a night for the first time in a while. I believe his last two extra base hit game was the first home series of the year against the Rockies in late March. I mean, it has been forever. And Max Kepler had himself a night last night. Let's hear Kepler talking about what is the reality, which is a lot of people are down on him. He knows it, not just me. Most of the city has been. He talked about how, you know, the criticism and kind of, well, things get to him a little bit. He overthinks sometimes. Let's hear Kepler last night.
To be honest, it does get to me. I'm an overthinker. Even before I started playing this game, so I try and analyze, you know, what I did right or wrong in the past, and you know what's to come in the future. and takes away from the present. And I have to, you know, remind myself or have the people that, you know, my support team remind me that I'm in a beautiful place and a beautiful opportunity and to just enjoy the moment regardless of, you know, rough patches or not.
Beautiful place. You, he's not talking about me.
Specifically,
me, you think he's talking about?
Yeah, because you were kind of rough. You were kind of hard on the
but
man.
What was I supposed to say?
Stinks is strong.
Has he, before last night, had he stunk for most of the season?
He struggled.
Struggled. You just use a different word. It's the same thing.
Nah.
You're just cleaning it up.
Stinks hits a little harder.
Yeah. In the context of baseball, Max Kepler has stunk for most this year. Last night, he absolutely did not stink. A heck of a night for him. All right, more from Max Kepler talking about the boos. And by the way, I haven't booed him at a game this year. I've been a couple, three games,
no,
I think.
No, you had this blowtorch of a microphone.
I booed him from my couch.
I appreciate that. No, I haven't actually booed Max Kepler. What I do for 4 hours a day is just say stinks. I guess that may be worse than booing. I don't know. Here's Kepler after the game talking about the booing and what it really sounds like to him.
Phillies fans sometimes can be a little rough, Max. They were complaining yesterday that y'all scored too many runs because they wanted to see Durant come in the game.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I think the boos are their love language, you know, so.
That's it.
But yeah, I don't know why they were booing towards the end of that last inning there, but, you know, I think I've given up trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm here doing my thing.
Well, let me ask you, how do you stay present? How do you stay present after all these years playing baseball?
It's hard. To be honest, I can't say I have been the most present lately, but I just try and confide in my brothers and just enjoy what they do, watch them do their thing, and try and play small ball. And when I try and, you know, like I lay down a bunt in New York, and if I play unselfish baseball, then I feel like I'm within the team and the collective, and I'm not as, you know, thinking about the results having to come my way in the future. So,
well,
that's a beautiful way to think,
it really is.
The boos are love language around here, Hugh. You know that.
He's talking about you.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. I mean, then
he's talking about you.
I speak from a place where I want the Phillies to do well.
Hurtful things.
Oh, stop. Saying he stunk so far this season?
That stinks hurts.
I'm not apologizing for not wanting him in the lineup. I didn't like the lineup when it came out last night.
He internalizes all of that.
Okay.
And he speaks to his brothers and his family to help keep him centered and grounded.
I'm happy he has support system.
He's only human.
I have a support system, too, this radio station. And everyone else that agree with me that he should not have been the lineup last night.
He's only human.
Yeah, you just say this is... You're taking Kepler's side on this? You think it's real funny?
I do. I think it's funny a little bit that, you know, he listens to the station and he heard you say what you said.
Well,
maybe
I motivated the guy because he shouldn't have been in the lineup. And he was anyway.
He went yah-yah last night.
He had a good night, multiple extra base hits. All right, one more from Max Kepler talking about how luck hasn't kind of been on his side his whole career, I guess.
There's some relief behind it. I feel like I've been battling the unlucky type ball and play with no result for a long time in my career. So I just kind of try and put my head down and keep going. This one's been tougher than I think the most in my career if I reflect on it. But I really am not trying to reflect too much and just trying to stay present and keep moving forward.
You see, that's telling.
Yeah.
Say he's been working on it his whole career.
Blaming luck for his career has been so far.
His whole career.
He comes here to Philadelphia.
Been in the big leagues a decade.
He comes to Philadelphia and y'all just poop on him.
No, hold on.
That's not what has happened here. We gave him a long runway, and then they traded.
We wanted to be Max Kepler fans.
Yeah, they traded for an alternative, and then for 3 days they haven't played the alternative because they played Max Kepler. 215-592-9494. Hugh wants me to apologize to Topper and Max Kepler for saying I would scream and then having internal screams in my head yesterday when I saw the lineup. I'm not apologizing to anyone. I still don't want him to play on most days. He had a good night last night. He has had an abysmal season so far. Has he not?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can I
has
say
he
that?
Had a good season?
You
know he hasn't. The guy stunk here and last night had a good night.
You can't. Listen, I'm going to say this because now that I think that they're listening, like, I understand that you've had a rough with Max.
Thank you. Finally, you've a little reality out of that chair.
But, and you admitted that, you know, you've had a lot of bad luck during your career, right?
Well, he says.
You can't then, like, a few weeks earlier, come out and say you need to be playing more. You can't. It doesn't go together.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, like all jokes aside, you can't play the victim and then talk about your playing time when you get here and then turn around and be the victim.
No.
You can't have it both ways.
You cannot. Man. Yeah, and yesterday was interesting because the lineup came out and then Topper said he did it because of a promise. He promised the outfielders that they would run a six-day platoon, which today is day six. And by the way, the lineup is out. No Kepler today because today's not his day to play, even though he hit a home run last night. Where do you guys come down on last night? And should I apologize to Max Kepler and Rob Thompson? I was obviously upset yesterday. The idea of him being in the lineup. Then I saw the lineup. I was annoyed. I have no plans to apologize. I love that it's coming from Hugh, who famously never apologizes and has zero accountability
to do this.
I just thought it was funny because for whatever reason, Joe, every time you say that, somebody comes out the next day, especially the Phillies, and they have a day.
Well, you're welcome. Everyone's welcome.
I mean, you're a motivator. But I do find it ironic that this is the same guy. Like, he's trying to pull on the city's heartstrings a little bit. It's the same dude that was complaining about playing time a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I know.
It don't go together.
I gotta be honest though. I did like him more after the interview last night.
He got you as a guy.
I empathized as a person.
So how much grace does that get him as far as Bowie goes?
None, zero. I mean, if he doesn't play well, he hears it.
Doesn't get a standing ovation.
Stop.
I'm just
now you're being facetious.
I'm workshopping this. I'm trying to figure out how we could keep this thing going.
Yeah, well,
just say that one more time. I'm dumping it.
Talking about
standing ovation.
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah. Okay. No.
When do we get behind Max Kepler's support?
Oh, you have to stop.
What do you mean?
This is getting out of control.
Cut the mic.
Wait a minute. You didn't hear the conversation that he just had talking about how he feels when y'all boo him at the games?
He also said booing is their love language. He gets it more than you do.
That was a joke.
No, was it?
He got pretty close, by the way. When he did the whole, well, I don't understand why they were booing that last time. They were sarcastically booing because Duran wasn't going to get a chance to go out.
Yeah. They wanted the closer.
But, like, you could get Sean Rodriguez real quick, buddy.
Oh, that was an infamous one. All right, Kyle, where do you come down on this? Should I apologize? Do you think you, me, and anyone else that felt the way we did yesterday needs to apologize to Topper and Kepler?
Absolutely not. I'm not apologizing, nor should you. This isn't a matter
of
like
apologize
this
Topper.
Isn't no, no. This isn't a matter of like we were wrong. This is
kind
of no, it wasn't because let me give you an analogy, Hugh. I know you like analogies.
I like those.
Jalen Hurts throws a ball into triple coverage to Jalen Reagor, but he comes down with it. Are we saying do that again?
No.
Great idea?
Saying bad.
No,
bad
it
idea.
Was stupid. Don't ever do that again.
Yeah, okay.
Just be happy that it worked. I'm not apologizing. He still stinks. If he's going to do that, I've been unlucky my entire career. That's your career.
Yeah.
You're just not a very good player.
Players have those kind
for
of.
For real, though, at some point, if it's been happening that long, that's kind of who you are.
He's in his 30s.
Players have those kind of seasons
We're killing a guy now? I thought this was supposed to be. You're supposed to be apologizing.
I'm not apologizing.
No. Well, you're not supposed to be apologizing. You want us to apologize.
Yes,
this is just you trying to twist it on us because we always want you to apologize for things you do. I'm not apologizing to Topper or Max Kepler. Got a wonderful night last night. Now, I do. Hugh, it does happen where players in baseball will have an unlucky season, right? Where you kind of watch them and the numbers don't match what you see. And then they kind of, it's like a buy low the next year. Like, you know what? That guy's better than that. But when you've been, when you've had this kind of career, and he hasn't been a bad player. This year he has been below average, but Max Kepler's been a decent player in the big leagues. When you say I've had bad luck for 10 years,
no, man.
Like, this is your career. This is what you put out there for a decade. At one point, he was a good, really good player, and now he's not that good of a player anymore, and he's been a poor player for the Phillies, and we know what it is. Topper, I'll give him this to you. I'm not apologizing to Max Kepler for anything. For Topper, I will say this. This is why the players like him, because
he has his finger on the pulse.
And he told them on Friday, this is the plan for the next week, right? We're going to do Bader and Wilson against the lefties. We're going to do Kepler and Marsh. You're going to play against the righties. We got six games alternating lefty-righty. This is the plan. And I wanted him to change the plan because I got excited about Harris and Bader. I understand why Topper didn't change the plan, because he communicated with his guys, this is what we're doing.
And he told them that's what it was going to be.
Yeah.
And Max Kepler took full advantage of his situation, yep. And you need to apologize to him. Well, especially yesterday.
No, I do not. Now, if I have any sort of thing I want to take back, like, I get Topper's angle more. Now, I don't have to agree with him, but I understand. Like, I understand what Topper's doing. He told the guys, this is what I'm doing. Max Kepler's not getting an apology for having his first multiple extra hit games since March.
So you apologize to Topper then?
Well, no, I understand. I kind of see what Topper was doing more than I did yesterday.
You see it, and now you want to say you're sorry.
No, I do not. I just I can feel the way I feel.
You know what,
I get Topper's angle. Kepler gets zero apologies. No. The Eagles were basically in free agency the last time he had two extra base hits in a game. The season's about to start.
It's March 31st.
Right, come on. You're nuts.
I think you should apologize. I mean, seriously. Okay, maybe not Max. Because Max, you know, he overextended himself a little bit when he started talking about how he should have been playing more and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you should apologize.
You have some nerve telling people to apologize.
I do.
You know what they're saying about you in the chat?
What's that?
Hugh has selective accountability.
That is exactly what it is.
Hey, and I'm saying it with a straight face.
I know.
No, you're not.
You should apologize.
You've been giggling and smiling this entire time.
So am I the only one that finds it ironic that the people that listen to this show, am I the only one that find it ironic when you come out as strong as you do and say this about the players, they usually have a pretty good night?
Again, you're welcome. Everyone is welcome. I'll do it more if you need me to. Also, it may have been blind luck. He's a major leaguer. Like, he's going to run into a couple home runs every once in a while. Like,
and then he referenced you when he was talking about
it. He did not reference me.
He kind of did.
Now, he was talking about the entire fan base. And I feel like most people...
No, he was talking about you, Joe.
Okay. Well, most people felt the way I did, because anyone with a half a brain wouldn't want him to play last night.
He was talking about you.
Okay.
Because you are the voice of the people. Just like... See, this is where I think I need to help y'all out a little bit. Mm. Just like that nasty email that I got yesterday from Spike.
Well, that email came in on Sunday.
That nasty email that we talked about the other day.
By the way, did you see that you and Spike made the top five of five yesterday? Budding feuds at WIP.
Is that right?
Number one, Douglas and Eskin.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But Spike sent that scathing email, and you got the people riled up.
I did.
Yeah.
All I did
is read
the email yesterday.
He did challenge you again to the push-ups, by the way.
He did.
Yeah.
When?
He seems to think you could not do it.
He said you got too much weight to push up, buddy.
No, he must have been talking about a few months ago, because I didn't know
it was shredding season.
No. Come on, it's Spike. We can do this.
That's true. You haven't been in the studio too long, so he hasn't seen you.
For 2 weeks.
We can do this. Come on.
All right, 215-592-9494. And we're off the rails at 10:17. By the way, 11:30 this morning, FDR Park.
Oh, we ain't gonna be here that long.
Well, but you know what's going on at 11:30.
Yeah, the matchup.
Tennis, Jack and Joe coming up. So if you're going to the game today, you can, here's what I would do if I was going to the game. I would head over and grab my parking spot wherever you have parking. And then I would take that 5-minute walk over to FDR Park.
Yes.
Go watch tennis.
Ooh, from the ball. Oh, that's longer than 5 minutes.
No.
That's a nice little
You think
walk.
It takes longer than 5 minutes to get from the stadium parking lots to FDR Park?
Yeah.
Right across the street.
It's going to take longer than 5 minutes.
How long?
Okay. That's about 10, 15 minutes.
It's not 15 minutes.
Joe.
Kyle, how long would it take you to walk from any of the parking lots around Citizens Bank Park to FDR Park?
From the parking lots? Yeah, 10 most.
10 at most.
Yeah.
5
10,
to 10.
15 minutes.
It's not 15. This is like.
It is a 15 minute walk.
15 minutes.
Yo, that's a 15 minute
walk. Either way, it's right there.
Just go watch the tennis match.
It's a nice little. And if it's hot, if it's a little warm, you better bring a towel. It's going to be hot.
All right, bring a towel. Go walk over. Watch the tennis match. The Camera Fritz coming up at 11:30. We'll have a special pregame show at 11. We'll hear from Buzz. We'll also hear from Devin and Buzz interviewing Joe and Jack live from FDR Park. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy tennis day, man.
Happy
tennis day.
That's it. That's the day. It's a big one around here. Chris, what do you got for us?
Let's start with this. So Jack is going to smoke that sad body of a human being, joke the camera. Man. It's Team Fritz, baby.
So I
don't agree.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this one, Chris. In fact, I would put Joe as the favorite. And last night, Joe was able to kind of take a photo and stand next to Billie Jean King's tennis sneakers. From when she won Wimbledon.
What does that even
That's
mean?
Inspiration.
He stood by the sneakers?
Well, they're encased in like a glass box.
Did he
box.
Move around? Like, can he move? That's the, that's
can
the
Jack,
question.
Can Jack serve? I mean, Joe's tennis coach called
Joe,
us yesterday.
That analysis by you right there of why he's going to win was just completely...
No, hold on a second. No, so, if imagine
he stood next to a pair of sneakers?
Well, no, so but the guy's trying to... The guy's person? Taking inspiration hey, from a tennis great. What's Jack doing last night? Final out,
probably playing with his kids.
Next to Michael Jordan. Does that mean I'm going to be an NBA player?
No, but hold on. If you went to Springfield, Massachusetts, and went to the Basketball Hall of Fame, the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, before a basketball game, I would say your mindset is in the right place with greatness.
All right, stop it. Now, I wanted to defend you, and now you're making me want to go.
All right, go ahead. Let's
get back on track here. So, Joe, don't let Bully Douglas force you to apologize.
The real bully around here, Hugh Douglas.
Hugh, what? Let me tell you something, Hugh. Even the sun shines on a dog's ass some days. All right? I still want his bum-ass DFA'd. Hugh, he stinks more than the hood ornament that the Delco dumper left behind.
The Delco dumper.
This guy is horrible. The only guy that deserves an apology that played in last night's game is Taiwan Walker. You had his back, but you should apologize because you turned your back on him real quick.
Mm. I didn't turn my back on him.
I kind of did. Yeah.
Taiwan Walker.
I didn't. I didn't have a feel for
you. You famously turned
do.
Your back on a lot
you
of
did.
Athletes.
You did.
I did.
I mean, Hugh, if you really were committed to the Taiwan take, you would have started the season by saying Taiwan would impact the season more than Andrew Painter, and everyone would have yelled at you, and you would have been right.
Well, I did say he did impact the beginning of the season, and I was right about
but
that.
But last night, shut out baseball.
No, that was pretty good.
And today
night.
Should have been you should have been champion.
Well,
this.
First of all, nobody
say
asked
you,
me yesterday how I felt about Taiwan.
Because we knew you gave up on him.
I didn't.
Yeah, a few weeks ago we asked you, and you said I don't have a feel for it.
I don't have a feel because I didn't.
Hmm. You're the guy. You're the Taiwan guy.
I was the Taiwan whisperer.
Yeah,
but
you
it's
were.
Been a while.
So, Chris, I'm not apologizing.
Last very long. Hey, Joe and Kyle, can you guys take a break now? Because you know what? The only guy I want to talk to right now, I got somebody in my crosshairs, and that is Sellout Douglas.
What
you
do I do?
Sold your soul to that dope of the skies cowgirl gym for a bottle of liquor and delivered by a pretty girl. Eagles fans, we give you our love, our praise. The organization put you into the Hall of Fame. And how do you reward us? How do you reward us? You turn coat Douglas on.
I didn't.
Everyone sees through this.
What do I do?
We all know what you're about. Now,
what do I do?
To defend you, because you do need some defense and a lot of areas. But now, to defend you, Spike, tell him to kiss your ass. He's no longer the boss. Check the titles, all right?
Well, I tried to tell him this yesterday, and he kept talking about his authority. He's not authority. He's authority over no one around here.
No one.
Yeah.
You can do whatever bit you want. Grandpa Hugh / drunk Uncle Hugh can do whatever he wants at the barbecue, all right? Because you are so close to the end, you have limited time before you go to the
upper room. So close.
Upper room, you arriving soon. Max Kepler, boom!
just a nice love language there from Chris in Middletown. We appreciate it. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh wants us to apologize to Topper. And when I say us, I mean, if you were with me yesterday that you didn't want Kepler in the lineup, Hugh Douglas thinks you should apologize. I'm not apologizing
you
to anyone.
I just think you should.
I have more understanding of Topper's angle now that I've thought more through it and been less angry about it. But I'm not apologizing, Max Kepler. There's no way. I mean, it's not happening. I'm not apologizing. Kyle's not apologizing. Are you willing to? And should I? All right, do we have a lineup already? Did Topper ride the hot hand? Is Kepler back in the lineup today? against the lefty. We'll give you the Phillies lineup coming up. 215-592-9490 for your phone calls. We'll get to the tennis as well. Buzz joins us at 11 live from FDR Park on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.